Hello, Market Watcher. I'm David Ravel, and this is Value Side for Monday, August 9. This week, the five dimensions of money. Today, money is currency, the consumer's view of inflation. Then the latest corporate results, as well as today's economic news, coming right up. Wow. Each week, a seemingly endless number of economic reports cross my desk. I consider these reports, along with the earnings reports we see and the announcements principally from the Federal Reserve, as the most important economic pronouncements that are produced each week. You see, these reports are fact-based, real data provided as a guidepost for investors as we seek to sort out the events in our economy which will shape our financial outcome. Most of the time, we get the analysts or the corporate opinions and comments. While these can be helpful, they're not authoritative in the same sense that these economic reports are. Sometimes, when we're lucky, these reports come together in such a way as to give us a multidimensional view of a particular part of the economy or our financial system. And this is just what happened this week. We get to see five dimensions of money this week. Today, it's money as currency for the consumer, as we get the latest survey on consumer expectations for inflation. Tomorrow, it's money as income, as we look at wages. Wednesday, money as value, as we look at inflation again. Thursday, prices and the producer level. And finally on Friday, money internationally, as we get to see how the price of our dollars affects our imports and exports. So we begin today with the latest release on the consumer's view of inflation. Now, each month, the University of Michigan surveys people like you and I and asks essentially what our view of inflation is over the next year. Now, there have been academic papers after academic papers, most recently by the Federal Reserve's own research department, evaluating the accuracy of these assessments. Now, the basic assumption in all the academic papers is to question whether consumers can accurately measure inflation at all. To me, this misses the point. For consumers, this is not an exercise in measuring the economy. It's an effort to measure our own finances, to match our income to our future expenses, and to anticipate any inflation shocks, a shock such as we're going through right now. In other words, it's all part of the consumer's budgeting process. And here's what I anticipate that we'll see today. We ended the year 2020 with inflation absolutely benign. For years, inflation has been under 2% annualized, and it was the same in 2020. In December of that year, for instance, inflation came in at just 1.6%, and it had become almost a joke how the Federal Reserve was pushing inflation to get up to their target of 2%. It never happened. We were stuck, it seemed, with low inflation. At least that's how the economists measured inflation. But everyday people, the consumers like you and me, have been seeing rising prices at the supermarket, the gas pump, and in many of the everyday items that we purchase. And that finally broke through in the economic numbers we see. Beginning in April of this year, the inflation rate nearly doubled the month before, coming in at 4.2% annualized, the highest level of inflation that we've seen literally in a generation. Not a surprise to consumers, we've been warning about higher inflation for months now, and finally, the economic numbers caught up with our consumer expectations. Now, in a little more than an hour, we will get the latest reading on consumer expectations for inflation, and I think we're going to see the expectations tick even higher than last month, when we estimated that inflation would come in at 4.8%. Now, the importance of this estimate is not whether we, the consumers, are accurate to the nth degree in estimating inflation. The importance of today's reading is what this is going to do to consumer behavior. And if I'm accurate, and consumers continue to believe that inflation is climbing, then you're going to see a major change in consumer behavior. They will likely begin to behave much like we did back in the 1970s and 80s, the last time we had significant inflation. We will anticipate the rising prices by making purchases now before prices go even higher. This drove an okay-to-borrow mentality because you're paying back your debts with inflated, lower dollars. It's all part of a mindset that is driven by continued higher prices. So in about an hour, I'm looking for this latest survey of consumer expectations for inflation to come in even higher than last month when it was measured at 4.8%. Now, speaking of the consumer, I almost fell out of my chair, and I mean that literally, when I saw the latest reading out of Germany for their consumer confidence. When last reported, the German consumer was at the top of their game with a consumer reading of 107. Today, German confidence was reported to have dropped 27 points to just 80. I've never seen a drop like that. It shows that there is a real reversal in the average German's outlook. Something big just happened, and it's likely to be the protests that we're seeing in Germany and all over Europe. This is a huge deal. Watch this report closely. Now, back here in America, we'll shortly get the JOLTS new job openings report, expected to continue to show that there are more than 9 million job openings in the country right now. And that will be followed an hour later by the consumer expectations of inflation that we just spoke about. And that's The Value Side for Monday, August 9. I'm David Revell. Please join me in praying that our country may get back to work. Thank you.